Much of the heated fracking debate in Colorado has to do with the possible effects on people and the environment. Being a Wall Street Journal reporter, Gregory Zuckerman focuses on the business side, like how fracking started and how it got really, really big. Aspen Public Radio recently spoke with Zuckerman. He explained, through a bad phone connection, just how defining drilling has become for the U.S.
In this country, we're good at rapping, we're good at drones, we're good at making apps, and we're really good at fracking, and the rest of the world hasn't caught up.
Zuckerman, who says he aims to be neutral on the controversial topic, describes the early days of fracking this way.
You had some desperate wildcatters, some of whom were running companies that were in trouble, running out of natural gas and no shot at oil, and all their bigger rivals like Chevron and Exxon had gone offshore to different places, to Africa, Asia.
Zuckerman follows those left behind and how they figured out how to use fracking to get more oil and gas out of certain kinds of rock. In the midst of all of this is a former Aspen resident, Sharif Suki, who ended up in Aspen decades ago.
He's a fascinating guy. He's an immigrant from Lebanon, investment banker, and tried different industries. And he made some money, and he decided to go skiing for a few years in Colorado. He took off, and he then went into restaurants and bars and knew more about fajitas than fracking.
Suki started the longtime Aspen eatery, Mezzaluna, and it was so successful, he and his brother expanded to Los Angeles and beyond. In a bizarre twist, that restaurant got caught up in the O.J. Simpson trial in 1994. In the end, the restaurant business didn't work out for Suki, and he almost went broke. Again, Gregory Zuckerman.
He needed to find something new to do, and he made this huge bet that we were running out of natural gas in this country, and he and his company, they borrowed billions of dollars to build import terminals because all the experts said we're running out of natural gas.
Which, of course, turned out to be very, very wrong.
Then lo and behold, around 2008 or so, we suddenly began to get all kinds of natural gas production from different areas around the country. So Sharif Suki and his company were in trouble. They were done. And he figured out how to turn things around by making the bet on exporting.
Zuckerman says Suki is worth about $350 million now, and his company is expected to be the first to export natural gas from the lower 48. Some scientists have raised questions about just how much of it will be around for the U.S. to export. At the recent Geological Society of America meeting in Denver, more than one speaker predicted that supplies will run out faster than projected. Zuckerman says research tells him the natural gas boom could last a while.
Engineers and geologists in this industry are going to continue to find new layers full of oil and gas. They're perfecting their methods. So this resurgence is going to continue much longer than the skeptics think. Will it go on for 100 years, as President Obama said, in terms of natural gas? Maybe not, but we've got a few generations worth.
In an industry known for booms and busts, only time will tell how long fracking produces vast amounts of natural gas. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.